पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादे पाश्चात देश तारिणे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिका तदाल्यै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीचैतन्य मनोऽभीष्टम् सपितां येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। You are all welcome for continuity of our Bhakti Shastri Nectar of Devotion. We are discussing chapter 3. The heading of the chapter 3 is, what is the heading of chapter 3? Eligibility for Vaidhi Bhakti. Is it okay? Eligibility for Vaidhi Bhakti. And this is the verse yesterday we discussed. So, yadrichaya, the first word is yadrichaya, which means on his own accord. Yadrichaya, ichaya means ichaya, yad means whenever, you know, what yadrichaya means, bhakti is independent, devotional service is independent. And devotee is independent because bhakti is independent. So yadrichaya means, Srila Prabhupada writes the first word, somehow, fortunate, it is the fortunate, the devotee is fortunate. By some fortune means by some accession of a devotee. Some fortune means some accession of a devotee. So if devotee mercifully give the seed of devotion to an eligible person, and the devotee prays to the Supreme Lord, then Supreme Lord also bless the mercy, bestow the mercy also. Otherwise, this verse, what is that verse? Brahman Brahmite Koi Bhagi Banjiva Guru Krishna Prasad. The first is how the verse, first word is in the verse is Guru Krishna, right? So first devotee bestow mercy, and then on the prayer of devotee, Krishna also bestow mercy on that devotee. So the seed of devotional service, which is Vaidhi Bhakti, is it okay? Seed of devotional service is Vaidhi Bhakti, the rules and regulation of a devotional service. Fortunately, the fortunate devotee, because of the many lifetimes accumulation of agyat sukriti or devotional service, bit, get the mercy of a devotee, and by the mercy of the devotee, he get the mercy of Supreme Lord. So that is the meaning of Yadrichaya. Is it okay? So that what is the result of devotee's mercy? The candidate or eligible person will develop Shardha, means faith. Faith in what? Mad katha adav. Mad katha means hearing. Adav means chanting. He develops the faith for hearing and chanting Krishna katha. Is it okay? That is the result of the mercy of a devotee. So this is one part of the eligibility. The two other part of the definition is, the candidate should not be ati asakta. Ati asakta means too much attached to sense enjoyment. And number two, na nirvano, not too much disgusted from the material life. So there are two paths in the Vedic literature. One path is pravarti, one path is nivarti. Pravarti means sense enjoyment and gradually going, and nivarti means completely. Pravarti is a karma kand and nivarti is jnana kand. You take it like this. Pravarti is karma kand and nivarti is jnana kand. But bhakti is in between, middle path, called Bhagavad Dharma, where there is a jnana, there is a knowledge, and also there is some enjoyment. It's not the only extra enjoyment or only knowledge. There is no extreme of anything. So the middle path is bhakti. Is it okay? Can you understand? Because this definition, if you really digest, then it will be easy to understand the other chapters. What it means? It means for devotional service, anybody is a candidate. Anybody can be eligible. Grastha is a pravarti marga. Sannyasi is a nivarti marga. Both can practice bhakti. Because bhakti is a middle marga, Bhagavat marga. So this, if one is too much attached, even he come in contact with devotee, even if he has some sukriti, but he is too attached to the karma, then his bhakti is not uttama, because our subject is uttama bhakti. Then what type of his bhakti will be? Karma mishrit bhakti. So he is not eligible for uttama vaidhi bhakti. Is it okay? Is it clear for you? Because our subject of discussion is uttama bhakti. And the definition you put in your mind, because it is a paribhasya sutra. What is the paribhasya sutra of the bhakti? Anya abhilashita sunyam jnana karmadi anavritam anukulenanu krishna anusilanam. So for this definition, anybody who is too much attached to karma is disqualified. But if somebody is too much attached to the jnana, then he is for bhakti. Is it okay? We discussed this. So now, this is the next slide we discuss. Three qualifications necessary for Kathasu Jata Shardha, develop faith in hearing and chanting glories of Krishna. The one. And how he will get that? By association with devotee and Agyat Sukriti are many lifetimes accumulated devotion. So he gets these two, he gets this stage by two things. How can some develop taste for Krishna Katha, hearing and chanting? By association and instruction of devotee plus his own accumulation of devotion of many lifetimes, Agyat Sukriti. Is it clear? Is it okay? Second, he should not be too attached to material objects for enjoyment. Otherwise, he will be categorized as a karmi, karmakandi, or karma mishrit bhakta, but not pure uttama adhikari. Similarly, he should not be too disgusted with material life. And what are the two other words we use for these two? He must be yukta vairagi, that is not too much attached to the material objects. Any material objects can be used for the service of Krishna, so it's called yukta vairagi. You write down a word under this heading, yukta vairagi. Is it okay? He is yukta vairagi. And what will be the word under the nirvarana? Phalagu vairag. Phalagu vairag. False detachment. Is it okay? So these three characters are needed, three qualifications are needed for anybody to be admitted into the Vaidhi Uttama Bhakti. Is it okay? If they don't fulfill this criteria, they are not eligible for Vaidhi Bhakti. Now, the three person qualified three kinds of attachment. This is simple. Hearing and chanting, bhakti. Material sense enjoyment only, too much karma. And too extreme renunciation is a jnani. So this is a different variety. Say, that's okay. Now attraction for Krishna comes from, faith or hearing and chanting comes from, yadrichya, good fortune. And good fortune comes from, mercifulness of a great devotee. This is our Srila Prabhupada's first line of our book. Is it okay? So key point is yadrichya, mercy of the devotee. Now, this is yesterday where we were. Now, it was a little confusing yesterday. Everybody was thinking because we have two definitions for this. This word Uttam, Madhyam and Kanishtha. Now they are the Uttam, Madhyam and Kanishtha candidate for Vaidhi Bhakti. And the other classification from 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is Kanishtha, Madhyam and Uttam Bhakta, already devotee. They are not candidate, they are devotee. What is the difference now? So there is a person, he is already professor. He has done his, MBBA, MBA, he is a professor in a business management school. Now there is somebody who is getting, want to get admission into the business school. There are 100 candidates. So out of those 100 candidates, he will interview them. And he will select, say three. Number one, number two, number three. According to their qualification which suits for admission, which qualify them. Well, instead, better than this example is, there's a company, there's a manager, he's MBA, he's doing this job for 10 years. Now he need more, you know, managers. So he interview 100 devotees, 100 other MBA, because they have MBA. So they are eligible for service. So now he is interviewing them. One will be knowing all the books, all the logic of MBA, how to manage completely. And other knows little bit, but he has a degree. So they are now getting recruited in the service. And the person who is getting the interview, he has the same degree, but he is there for 10 years. So the one classification which is in Bhagavatam is already they are devotees. They are professors. They are managers. And they are interviewing new candidates who are eligible. They are qualified. They have a degree. You may have MBA degree, but it's not necessary you get a job in a company as a manager. Somebody will be same degree. Somebody can be assistant manager, somebody can be manager, somebody can be MD. Same degree, is right or not? You can see same thing in the world. So this is the meaning of Madhyam, Adhya, Uttam according to the different levels. This is classified according to the faith. Eligibility is according to faith. Faith in Shastra. Faith in Shastra, because Vaidhi Bhakti means rules of Shastra. And that bhakti is, that the criteria is love of Krishna. Love of Krishna, Madhyam, Uttam and Kanishta, based on love of Krishna. Can you see the difference now? You understand the, there are two classes, but they are in, sometimes, most of the time we mix two. But here, remember that the person who is recruiting them also have the same degree. But he has already experience and practice. The other has a degree, but he is now, he is eligible. He has to prove that he knows the subject which he has studied. And he knows that he has a faith that he will serve this organization. He has an attitude, you know. So that out of 100 candidates that are appearing for job, they will be classified into three groups. The first class, second class and third class, according to their knowledge of the subject and attitude to render service. You understand this? By this example, is it okay? Is it clear? So Srila Jiva Goswami has described these three, and we have discussed yesterday the Shardhavan Jana Hai Bhakti Adhikari. So this is based on the Shardha. And Shardha on what? A scripture. Okay? Because that is the definition of Vaidhi Bhakti. They follow the rules and regulation of the Shastra and his spiritual master. They don't have a spontaneous attraction. Is it okay? Now Uttam Adhikari we were discussing yesterday. So he is a candidate Uttam Adhikari for Vaidhi Bhakti. And here we were. He has these three things. See, word Adhikari you fix in your mind. When there's a word eligibility means adhikar. So he is applying for Vaidhi Bhakti. He's applying for devotional service in practice. So this is his qualification. What is his qualification? He must accept the he must be expert in study of revealed or relevant scripture. He must be, yes?
So I have a question. Like, I have a doubt. I was thinking the Uttam Adhikari is a part of Sadhya Bhakta. They are also part of Sadhana Bhaktas?
This is Sadhana. The whole subject is Sadhana. No Sadhya. Sadhya will be come in Prema. And, that is a different category. So words are same. You can't understand simple example what I gave. There's the same qualification MBA, but he's MD. The same qualification, but he's not selected even for the job. So he has a qualification, but he cannot enter into the bhakti if he is not fulfilling these criteria. First he enter into the bhakti, then he will reach to this. There is no bhakti yet, he started. Vaidhi bhakti is a beginning. So he is a candidate to enter into the school of bhakti. You know, if you want to enter in a school of bhakti, at least you must have these qualifications. Then you can practice Vaidhi bhakti. But when you practice Vaidhi bhakti, then you will be automatically promoted to bhava bhakti. Because there's a natural within you. So this is the beginning, eligibility. So just concentrate this one point. Is it okay? Is it clear? So this second madhyam, further symptom of Uttam Adhikari, this is in our book. He has strictly followed the rules and regulations under the training of the bona fides. What I'm trying to say is, both words are mixed in many definitions, but from this chapter's angle of view, we are selecting candidate for Vaidhi Bhakti. When they practice Vaidhi Bhakti, then they will become Uttam Bhakta, Madhyam Bhakta and Kanishta Bhakta. Now they are Kanishta Adhikari. So only their title is different. Can you see the difference in the wording? That is a bhakta, this is a candidate. That is a devotee, this is a candidate for a devotion. This is only the difference. Is it okay? They have all these qualifications. When they practice, they can do all these things. Because they will gradually advance. Because what the Vaidhi bhakti will give them ultimately? Bhav bhakti. They will come to the bhav. Because bhav is already inside them. So these are the symptoms of Uttam Adhikari. This is Madhyam Adhikari. Shastar Yukti Nahi Jane. Shastar Yukti Nahi Jane means he is not very expert in logic of the scripture. Dridh Shardhavan, but his faith is very firm. Madhyam Adhikari Sehe Mahay Bhagyavan. He is most fortunate because he is getting admission into the Vaidhi Bhakti as a second class candidate. Is it okay? One who is not very expert in argument and logic based on the revealed scripture, but who has firm faith and is considered a second class devotee, he also must consider most fortunate. Why? Because his faith is unshaken. And what is the one line Jiva Goswami Pad says? These eligible candidates, they may not know the scripture, but they know the conclusion of the scripture. What is the conclusion? Krishna is the only worshipable. Firmly fixed with their faith. They don't know the detail of the Shastra. You think in your own self. You don't know all whole Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya, Charitamrita. But you have faith that we have to worship Krishna and devotional services. The process, because most of the devotees don't know the inside of the scripture, but they know the conclusion of this scripture. Is it okay? So Jiva Goswami gave this definition. Based on this, they are classified. So they know the conclusion of the Shastra. That Krishna is the Supreme Lord, only worshipable and lovable. And bhakti is the only process to attain that. So they know this. But inside of the Shastra, they have a different levels. Some are expert, convince others. Some are not able to produce logic. Somebody else may defeat them. But their faith is strong. Not shakeable. Even defeated in logic, but not shakeable. So this is the fortunate second class candidate for Vaidhi Bhakti. I am using the word candidate, not a bhakt, but a candidate. So madhyam adhikari. Yaha shastra adhishu anyupuna. He is not very expert in a analysis of the scripture and presentation of the logic. Shardhavan sato madhyamaha, but he has a firm faith. He who does not know scriptural argument very well, but who has firm faith, is called an intermediate or second class devotee. This is from Madhya Lila as well as from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Definition of a madhyam candidate for Vaidhi Uttama Bhakti. So you put all the time this one word in this chapter, candidate for Vaidhi Uttama Bhakti. Symptom madhyam. Shastra adishu anipuna. Means he is not very expert in presenting the conclusion of the logic about convincing other about the shastra. Not conversant with scripture as uttam adhikari. It's okay. Hence not expert in arguing strength of scripture. When challenges present a point, cannot establish proper conclusion. He may not be able to, present it. It's no problem. But Shardhava, firmly convinced in mind about scripture conclusion, especially about the procedure of devotional service. He has firm faith in the objective that Krishna is the supreme object of worship. Is it okay? Now, Kanishta Adhikari. It means number three candidate with a qualification for Vaidhi Sadhan Uttam Bhakti. Is it okay? Yahara Komala Shardha Sei Kanishta Jana Krame Krame Tehum Bhakta Haibe Uttam. Krame Krame means gradually, step by step, he will come to the Uttam. One whose faith is soft, pliable, can be shaked. It's called Kanishta. Kanishta candidate for Vaidhi Sadhan Uttama Bhakti. But gradually following the process, he will rise to the platform of first class devotee. Then he will become Bhakta. Yo bhaveta komal shardha sakanishto nigadyate. One whose faith is not very strong, who is just beginning, should be considered a neophyte devotee. These are the quotations from both Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu as well as they are in C.C. Madhya Leela. Symptom of Kanishta Adhikari. Has even lesser knowledge of the scripture than Madhyam Adhikari. Hence his faith is weak and can be temporarily shaken in the face of opposition. But he regains faith in words of Guru. Even sometimes he is shaken. Some yogis come and tell, I will teach you Samadhi Yoga. He may go for a day or two. But then again, since he has started, he has faith in the hearing and chanting Krishna, so Krishna from within and sadhu from outside will bring him back. He may go, but will come back. Krishna will not leave him like that. He may be not knowledgeable, but Krishna is knowledgeable. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said? Amrit chadi vishu mange e bado murakh. Instead of getting nectar from me, of the holy name, he is asking sense gratification. He is fool number one. I know. Why should I give him poison? I will give him nectar. Lord Krishna says in Chaturshloki Gita, Agyan jam tamah nasyami atma gabhavisto gyan dipena basvata. So I enlighten from inside. If, like one, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is one of the Kala, what is his name? Kala Krishna went with the Bhattaris. You know, for some time he just left Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even what we speak of Sadhu, Krishna himself. But Mahaprabhu went and brought him back from Bhattaris. It's because his faith was shaken. You understand this? This type, some devotees go sometime, then, but they will come back. No firm faith in the objective. What is the objective? What is the objective we have discussed in the Akhila Rasa Murti? Objective according to the Mangalacharan is Akhila Rasa Murti. However, he has some faith. He is not completely convinced. Otherwise, he would not be considered a devotee. So he is already a devotee. Jiva Goswami says the person's faith is just conviction in the meaning of the scripture without knowing much. Meaning of the scripture, knowing much. This is the statement. He is least qualified among the three. But he will be admitted because he has some desire. Now, below this level, below the Kanishth level, before third class, there is a fourth class. This fourth class, they are not called eligible for Vaidhi Bhakti. But they are called four kinds of Sukritina, pious persons. Is it okay? Is it clear? So they are not eligible for devotion. They are not candidate. They have one quality. What is that? Agyat Sukriti or pious activity from many lifetimes. So this is the verse from 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Chaturvidha bhajate maam janha sukritena arjuna arto jigyasur arthaarthe jnani cha bhartrarishabha. So what are the example of these three? Arto, what is the, who is the example of Arto? Arto means, you know, distress. Gajendra, okay? Gajendra, the elephant in 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Who is the example of Jigyasu? Sanakadi rishis, sages of Naimisharanya. And who is the example of Artharthi? Durva Maharaj. So what type of devotion they have? They have pious credits. Watch what type of devotion they have. These three are considered, out of these three at least two, Artho and Jigyasur. They are called Karma Mishrit Bhakta. They have a mixed devotion. This is not Uttama Bhakti. It is not in the classification of this book, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. They are below that. They are Mishrit Bhakta, mixed Bhakta. They are Karma Mishrit Bhakta. And the Jnani is a Jnani and inquisitive. They are Jnana Mishrit Bhakta. So they are mixed devotees. They are not eligible for Uttama Bhakti. Is it okay? Is it clear? Why? Because they are not coming for Krishna. They are coming to get something from Krishna. So we know this verse and translation is okay. And here, these four kinds of Sukritin are not qualified for Vedi Sadhan Bhakti. Is it okay? Because Vedi Sadhan Bhakti is Uttam. And they are mixed devotee. They are Karma Mishrit and ज्ञान मिश्रित डिवोटी, दे आर कर्म मिश्रित एंड ज्ञान मिश्रित डिवोटीज, इट्स ओके. एंड इन चैप्टर 8 ऑफ भगवद गीता देर आर योग मिक्स डिवोटी, योग मिश्रित भक्ता, इज इट ओके. हैव यू डिस्कस डिवोशन अकॉर्डिंग टू विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर? देर इज अ उत्तम भक्ति, वन कैटेगरी अनअलाइड प्योर डिवोशनल सर्फेस सेपरेट, द अदर इज कॉल्ड मिक्स भक्ति, मिक्स डिवोशन. And mixed devotion has two divisions. One division is little bhakti, more karma. Little gyan or little bhakti, more gyan. Little yoga, little bhakti, more yoga. This is one. The other classification is more bhakti but little karma. प्रधानी भूता, प्रधानी भूता मीन्स प्रधान मीन्स मोर, सो डिवोशन इज मोर बट स्टिल देर इज सम कर्म लेफ्ट. द डिवोशन इज मोर बट देर इज सम ज्ञान इज स्टिल देयर. डिवोशन इज देयर बट दे हैव लिटिल योग इज स्टिल साधना. सो द 7 and 8 चैप्टर हैज दिस टाइप इन व्हिच द डिवोशन इज ऑलरेडी मोर बिकॉज दिस चैप्टर डील विद डिवोशनल सर्विस. 7, 8, 9 चैप्टर डील विद डिवोशनल सर्विस. They are bhakti section. So they are included in this because they are bhakta, but still they have a little karma, jnana and yoga mixed with the bhakti. Is it okay? So mixed bhakti is of two type. In one the bhakti is less, the other is more. In other bhakti is more and other are less. Other means jnana, karma and yoga. Is it okay? So since these four type of pious souls approach Krishna, they are undoubtedly exalted souls because they approach Krishna instead of going to the demigods. Yet they are not eligible for Vaidhi Sadhan Uttama Bhakti because they do not have faith in approaching Krishna without ulterior motive. They have motive. What is the motive? I need protection, I need wealth, I need some merging into Krishna. Okay? So which is the, where in the definition of the Uttama Bhakti they are disqualified? What is the definition of the Uttama Bhakti? So which word disqualify them for Uttama Bhakti? Anya abhilasha. They have other desires separate from Krishna. Is it okay? So why they are not qualified for the Uttama Bhakti, Uttama Vaidhi Bhakti? Because they are Anya abhilashita. Karma and Jnana or Yoga, whatever. Is it okay? Uttama Bhakti is free from selfish motive. That means Anya abhilasha. And it is written only for Krishna's pleasure with favorable attitude. The four type of pious do not meet this standard, hence they are not yet qualified for Vaidhi Bhakti. Can you understand now what is the meaning of qualification? Eligibility, can you understand eligibility? So this is eligibility. Even Dhruva is not eligible according to, but now Dhruva is a great devotee. But in the beginning, because he went for that purpose, so he was even outside the circle of Vaidhi Bhakti. What is, Prabhuji, what is your question?
Once Srila Prabhupada was asked how many pure devotees there are in the world, he said, how many devotees are in Islam? Is this what he is speaking about in this sense?
Exactly not, but what it means, those who are taken to Krishna consciousness means they are admitted. They are following the instruction of spiritual master Prabhupada. They are following Bhagavad Gita, so they are entered into the Vaidhi Bhakti. So because they are entered into Vaidhi process, they may be eligibly kanishta, but they are admitted. But therefore they are considered devotee. In one sense, yes. Now, this. Faith in objective of Uttam Bhakti is essential. Faith in objective means Akhil Ras Murti, means Krishna. Is okay? So faith in objective means Krishna, is most important for Uttam Bhakti. For a person to be eligible for Uttam Bhakti, even for the beginning stage, means Vaidhi Bhakti, there must be, number one, clear knowledge that the goal is pure devotional service to Krishna. The goal is that I am not started yet. I am getting admission to the medical college. My goal is to become doctor. It may take time, but the goal is that. So their goal is devotional, pure devotional service to Krishna. Number two, faith in this goal. They have a firm faith. Krishna Bhakti will give us everything. We have not to look here and there. Sadhurad Nishtya, they have firm karma conviction. Krishna Bhakti, by Krishna, devotion to Krishna, everything will be achieved. We don't want any other process and we don't have any other goal. That type of faith, okay? Sincere determination to achieve it. So after faith in the goal, they have a determination, which means, what is determination? Nectar of instruction, what is the determination? Nishtya. Nishtya, they have decided, I will get it, you know. I want to achieve this. They have, like, do or die, something. I have to get this. Like Dhruva Maharaj is an example of determination. He has a firm determination. Whatever I have to do, I am ready to do to get the kingdom bigger than my God, my father. But determination, like that type of determination, that I want to get to Krishna Bhakti. I am just determined for that goal. Determination means discipline. So he is completely firmly fixed. Now these are the three criteria for anybody to be admitted in a Vaidhi Sadhan Uttama Bhakti. The four type of pious souls of verse of Bhagavad Gita 7:16 do not have this and are therefore not eligible for Vaidhi Bhakti. Is it okay?
My question is that Vaidhi
means practice. But when you enter into the medical college, then you have to practice medicine, then you will be perfect. So Vaidhi means following the curriculum of the books and the teachers to get qualification to reach to the love of God. It's called Vaidhi because it is in practice. It is done by senses, it is done by mind, it is by the instruction of the scripture, and it is under the guidance of the Guru, therefore it is called Vaidhi. But it's a Uttama Vaidhi. Vaidhi is a Uttam. So we are discussing in this whole book Uttam Bhakti. It's not mixed bhakti. First thing is this. Is it okay? Okay, now they are not qualified for this. They can also become Vaidhi Bhakti. How? By four kinds of Sukritina can also become eligible for Vaidhi Sadhan by mercy. Whose mercy? Pure devotee's mercy. The eligibility referred in Bhagavad Gita 7.16 is for stages previous to Uttam Bhakti. Previous to what is that? Accumulation of many life's pious activities. Because what was our second chapter? What in second chapter? Type of bhakti. And in the type of bhakti, what is it? What is the name of the second chapter? First stage of devotional service. So we saw before the association of devotee, there are number one on the top is accumulation of the many lifetimes effort in a pious activities leading to bhakti, then association of devotee, and then he will practice. Then he will get a little taste for that. Ruchi, there's a word is a taste. So they have a little taste. Now they need. However, as seen in the case of number four example, Gajendra, Sanak Rishi and other great other sages, Durva Maharaj and Kumaras, whoever among these four types receive the mercy of the Lord or is pure devotee, become qualified for Uttama Bhakti. That is, they get elevated to the pure devotional service. So whose association Gajendra got? Not in this life. In a previous life he was already great devotee in Dardyumna. So he had already a devotion there and he remained that devotion. And then he directly got the mercy of the Lord by his prayers. Is it okay? Sanakadi Rishi, they were so pious, they wanted to do the sacrifice to satisfy Lord, to stop the onmarch of Kali Yuga in Naimasharanya. And they got the association of Suta Goswami and they heard Bhagavatam. So they become eligible for the higher Uttama Bhakti. And Durva Maharaj by the mercy of Narad Rishi. And the four Kumaras directly, number one Brahmaji, he inspired them, go and visit Vaikuntha. So it is the Narad's mercy and then direct mercy of Lord Vishnu. So all they got mercy. Can you see this? Either of the Lord or his pure devotee. And then they are eligible. So they can, but they are not as such. All right?
Gajendra has got his mercy.
From past life, he was already a great devotee by name Indradyumna. He was only cursed by August Rishi to become elephant. So he remembered all his prayer from past life. So he called upon Lord's help and Lord appeared like Lord appeared for Drupadi. So he appeared and delivered him from the mouth of a crocodile. So they got mercy directly from the Lord or from the devotee of the Lord. Now the importance of the piety in coming to devotional service. How much pious activity is useful for a person to come near to the devotion? Srila Prabhupada said, without becoming pious, no one can come to devotional service. This is in our book. So without pious activity, they will not come for even seeing sadhu. They come to see the sadhu because they have some pious activity. They come to Vrindavan, they come to the temple because they have some pious activities. How many people live on the planet? How many people are really going to the temple or church or the mosque? They are pious, they go there. So without one of somebody is pious, it's not possible. The general rule. The four type of pious people as described in Bhagavad Gita 7, 16, one classified into four groups according to their gradation of pious activities. What kind of pious activities are these? They cannot be ritualistic pious deeds. They were not going to the demigods and doing some rituals, number one. Punya karma from the karma kand. They are not karma kandis. Because such piety of material is material. Bhakti is completely spiritual. So they were not at least karma kandis. They did not go to the demigod. They went directly to Krishna. Vishnu, Narayan. It means they were not materialistic, ritualistic, karma kandi. So bhakti is completely spiritual and independent and cannot arise from something material. Bhakti can only arise from bhakti. And bhakti is in the height of a devotee. Hence the pious activities referred to above, one, previous devotional activities, sukriti. is called Sukriti, previous devotional activity. Srila Prabhupada used sometime devotion not for pure bhakti, just for the beginner. So don't confuse this devotion as a different context. Srila Prabhupada used sometime devotion for karma, nishkam karma yoga also. So performing knowing or unknowingly, which gradually awaken attraction for Krishna. What is this word? Agyat Sukriti. Sometimes they invited devotee for prasad, sometimes they gave purchase Bhagavad Gita, sometimes they gave some donation for the temple. So all these accumulating, and ultimately this is what Srila Prabhupada was actually, by life membership program, he wanted to make their pious activities, pious credit increase. Because they give some Lakshmi to the service of Krishna, then they will get some books of Krishna consciousness. So when they have books, they will seek book, they will seek Krishna photo, they will seek something they may read. And this is a common another phrase, where money goes, mind goes. Wherever your money goes, your mind goes there. I have given 50,000 rupees, 11,000 rupees to ISKCON, let me go what they are doing. So they will come to the temple. When they come to the temple, then devotees give them association, give them prasad. So, Srila Prabhupada is saying, we have actually to increase. Now, this is what is most difficult topic, part of preaching. When we are preaching actually, first we are trying to make people pious. This is like preparing a land for cultivation of bhakti. And it takes a long time to prepare a land. You put a seed, the crop will come in 3 months. Or even if a mango tree in a couple of years. But land preparation takes time. So the pious, their land is ready. You understand, this pious people are like, already land is cultivated by many effort of the devotees already. So they are ready to receive the seed. So most of the preaching of the devotee is actually preparing the field for Vaidhi Bhakti. Increasing their credit of Agyat Sukriti, pious activities, by getting some Lakshmi for temple construction, by inspiring them to buy Krishna conscious literature, by accepting prasad at their house. In this way, their pious credits increases, and then they will be ready for accepting bhakti, maybe in this life, maybe in some other life. So the most of the preaching is generally preparing the field, preparing the land for cultivation of bhakti. Is it okay? Pious activities like cultivating the land. And most of the time, this is most important and most difficult part. Is that alright? These are called Agyat Sukritis, or mercy. Now, for the four type of Sukritina, the Jnani is the best. Out of the four, Jnani is best. Why? Because he is not asking anything from Krishna. He is not asking material benefit. He is not asking removal of distress. He is best because of this. Jnani is superior because he does not seek material benefit, which means bhukti. He is not interested in bhukti. Okay? His basic principle of attachment to Krishna is love. He understands that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although the others are also magnanimous since they approach Krishna. The Jnani is special and is very dear to Krishna. This is 7th chapter verses, we know this. Is it okay? The reason is that he has no material motive. After many, many births, Bahunam Janamanam Mate Gyanavan Mam Prapadhyante. Well, at this stage, before going to the other slide, I'm just giving you a preaching conclusion of the Bhagavad Gita about Jnani and Yogi. For Jnani, this is the verse. Once Srila Prabhupada was asked, what is the one verse in Bhagavad Gita that that we can use for Jnana Yoga, Jnana Yogi? Prabhupada, Bahunam Janmanam Ante Jnanavan Mam Prapadyante Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samatma Sadhura. This is the one verse, Jnana Yoga in Bhagavad Gita. But now, you know, after many lifetimes, can you see this? Jnani, after many lifetimes, come to the conclusion of Vasudeva Krishna. Is that right? Now, same thing for the yogis in 6th chapter. Ananta, what, how many? Anek janam sangsiddhim. Anek janam, anek means many, janam means life. Anek janam sangsiddhim. They get perfection. And then they come to this realization that Krishna is all. So in jnana, in yoga, and jnana, they have to take many birth. But for bhakti, 12th chapter, mrtu sansara sagrat bhavami nichrat parat maya avesit chetsa. Immediately in this life, I hold from his sikha and take out from the ocean of material existence. I will come on a Garuda and I will pick him up, provided he has a sikha. If no sikha, I am not responsible, because I just put a head, my hand on a head. If there's sikha, I will pull him out. No sikha, he will drown. I cannot do anything. Is it okay? Right? So all Matajis will be delivered because they have big sikha. Hare Krishna. Is it okay? Can you see, karma is many time life, jnana is many life, but bhakta, this life. So bhakti is superior to karma and jnana. Can you see from Bhagavad Gita, is very simple? What is this? Which is the one verse for the karma, karma yoga in Bhagavad Gita? Topmost karma yoga in Bhagavad Gita. Well, that is the topmost bhakti. Yat karosi yad asnasi yad jahosi dadasi yad tapasyasi kaunte tat kurushva madharapanam. That is, Prabhupada, is the only single verse for karma yoga. Yat karosi, from 9th chapter, okay? One for jnana is 719. One for yoga is? The last verse of the 6th chapter, what is that? Yoginam api sarvesham madgate antaratma. Shardhavan yo bhajati mam same yuktatmo mata. So one verse for karma, one verse yoga, one verse for jnana yoga, and one for jnana yoga. Okay? And one verse for bhakti yoga is manmana abhav mad bhakto mad yaji mam namaskuru and sarvadharman parithi. Two together. It's okay? Anyway, this is a little off the topic of today. Let's go to the last part. Further comparison of the four Sukrutina. The other three types means Artho, Jnani and Jigyasur. They are Sakam Bhakta, Karma Mishra Bhakta. Karma means they, in their activity, they have mixed the activity with the bhakti. So they are karma mishra bhakta. The jnani is a nishkama bhakta. Jnana mishra bhakta. It is actually jnana mishra bhakta. They are on the spiritual platform at least. But they are both mixed. They are not pure. They can be eligible, but they are not eligible for Vaidhi Sadhana Uttam Bhakti. Is it okay? Now the last part of this third chapter. pure devotional service, not for those who are on material platform. A person who is free from bodily concept of life is an eligible candidate for pure devotional service. This is in our book, all these things are there, but here they are put as a points to remember. A person who is free from bodily concept of life. The devotional service and happiness due to its execution, execution one, not possible as long as one is materially affected. Devotional service and the happiness due to its execution. We have the happiness of the devotional service, characteristic, you know, different happinesses, four type of happiness. So this happiness is not possible. Where in our book is this? Can you see on page number 32? I simply wanted to give a little idea. Well, this is, I think it's still, we have not reached there, but I'm just giving you three types of it. Can you see this? As stated before, there are three kinds of happiness. Can you see this?
Yes.
So, material, spiritual and devotional. What is spiritual? Brahma. Spiritual means Brahma, Anand. Merging in Brahma. Is it okay? Spiritual means merging in Brahma. Alright. So devotional service and happiness due to its execution, is not possible as long as one is materially affected. To be materially affected means to have the desire for enjoyment or a desire for becoming one with Supreme. Both these are material concept. And technically these two just will come after a minute what they are called. The perfect spiritual concept is to be an unalloyed devotee of the Lord. This is the four principle extracted from this chapter. Srila Prabhupada's writing, these are the four things about this. Because they are not qualified for the Vaidhi Bhakti. Now this is these are the two words for these I just told after a minute. One who has a material desire is called Bhakti. And one who wants to be one with Brahma is called Mukti. And this is the verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, teaching to Rupa Goswami. Bhukti Mukti Spraha Yava. Pishachi Hirde Vartate. Tavat Bhakti Sukhasyatra. Katham Abhya Udyao Bhave. Bhukti Mukti Spraha Yavat. Yavat means as long as. Bhukti means desire for material enjoyment. And Mukti means merging into the Brahma. Ispara means desire. As long as there is a desire for material enjoyment and merging in Brahma, Pishachi, they both are considered to the Pishachi, which means witch, W-I-T-C-H, no, witch, means the demon is, it's okay? And where the dip is, this witch is residing? Hirde. Hirde means the heart. The desires are within the heart. So like in a third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, this kama, esha, krodha is where they reside? Within the heart, inside. This is our enemy within us. We cannot kill. It's very difficult to kill. How can we kill ourselves? Because it is within our heart. So, bhukti, mukti, ispara, yavat, as long as there is a desire for material enjoyment and merging into the Brahma, and it is like a pishachi, it is like a witch within the heart of a person. Tavat, that, as long as, means up till that, bhakti sukha, how can there be happiness of bhakti? There will be no happiness of bhakti. Abuddhyatka bhavet, how can it arise there? Abhyukta, abhyad udhya, udhya means arise. It will not arise. So the material desire to enjoy the material world and the desire to become liberated from the material bondage and considered to be the two witches, they hunt one like ghost inside us. As long as these witches remain within the heart, how can one feel transcendental bliss? As long as these two witches remain in the heart, there is no possibility of enjoying the transcendental bliss of devotional service. Is it okay? Now, a pure devotee staunchly rejects bhakti and mukti. And then this is the verse from Chaitanya Sikshastakam. Can somebody recite this verse? Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam, vajagadishakam. Mama janmani, janmani, shware, bhavatad, bhakti, ahituki. Is it okay? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, na dhanam means no bhukti. And then what he have further say? Janmani, janmani means no mukti. So there is no, both these I don't want. What you need? Ahituki bhakti means uttama bhakti, pure devotion, unalloyed devotion. In our book, then another example is Bilva Mangal. Can you read what Bilva Mangal is saying? After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Bilva Mangal. The Bilva Mangal says, if I am engaged in devotional service unto you, Krishna, my dear Lord, then very easily I can perceive your presence everywhere. And as far as the liberation is concerned, I think liberation stands at my door with folded hands, waiting to serve me. So it is, I don't bother for liberation. So what is this liberation means? Mukti. I don't need mukti. Kapil Dev to Devuti. This is another verse Srila Prabhupada quoted here. Third canto, is okay? My dear mother, my pure devotees are charmed by seeing my different forms, the beauty of my face, the structure of my body, so enchanting, my laughing, my pastime, my glances appear to them so beautiful that their minds are always absorbed in thought of me. And their lives are dedicated fully unto me. Although such people do not desire all kind of liberation or any kind of material happiness, still I gave them a place among my associates in my abode. It means they don't need, but Krishna, I can give them. They don't need this. So they are free from mukti mukti. Rupa Goswami's quote. What is Rupa Goswami is now saying? Srila Rupa Goswami remarks in this connection that one who is actually attracted to the beauty of lotus feet of Krishna or his service and whose heart by such attraction is always full with transcendental bliss will naturally never aspire for liberation, which is so valuable for the impersonalist. Okay, then Uddhava to Krishna. These are the course right now in the last page of our third chapter. In third canto, fourth chapter, Uddhava is speaking same thing. My dear Lord, for persons who are engaged in devotion, your transcendental loving service, there's nothing worth obtaining from four things: dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. Although happiness from these different sources can be very easily had by them, in spite of such facilities, my dear Lord, I do not aspire to achieve any such result. My only prayer is that I may have unflinching faith and devotion unto you, your lotus feet. Similar passages, Kapil Dev to Devuti, third canto, is it okay? And fourth canto, Dhruva Maharaj is saying same thing. Is it alright? So these are the quotes. And what these quotes are speaking, conclusion of chapter 3. The only qualification to begin devotional service is taste. Taste means attraction for hearing Krishna Katha and Krishna Kirtan and devotee mercy. Qualification to advance in Vedic Bhakti depends upon maturity of one's knowledge in scripture and faith in the conclusion of scripture. And what is the conclusion of the scripture? Krishna is the goal and loving service to him is the only means. Is okay? Qualification to practice pure devotional service is liberation from bodily concept. That is, desire from bhakti and mukti. What is bodily concept? Bhakti, mukti. Is it okay? If the chapter is over, then we can have a break for 5 minutes for Gayatri and then we'll continue chapter 4. Let us see, is there anything but chapter 4. Alright, 5 minutes Gayatri break and then we'll continue chapter 4. Chapter 4 is simple. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, you all chant Gayatri. I'll chant Hare Krishna one round. Hare Bol. Yes?
Are there tests for knowing if we are free from bodily conception?